from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. A train operator is dead and nearly two dozen passengers injured after a New Jersey Transit commuter train struck a chunk of a tree on the tracks. New Jersey Transit says the accident occurred shortly after 6 a.m. Monday north of the Roebling Station in Mansfield Township. There were 42 passengers aboard the River Line train. Television news video showed a large piece of the tree under the front of the train. 23 people were treated for minor injuries. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is introducing legislation to make child care more affordable for families. Advocates for Children of New Jersey's Diane Delano says families across the country struggle to afford access to high-quality child care.
Child care costs in New Jersey often exceed the federal affordability benchmark of 7% of a family's income, with average annual costs for full-time care for infants now at about $19,500 per child.
The congressman wants to expand tax credits to help open new child care centers in an effort to lower the price of enrollment. To help combat the worsening shortage of nurses in New Jersey, the Ocean County Vocational Technical School in Toms River offers a two-year pre-nursing program for high school juniors and seniors. Year one focuses on classroom and skills laboratory tasks, says instructor Torianne Rivali. Year two is the certified nursing assistant curriculum.
We spend time in the classroom, but the difference is that students will take the skills that they learned in year one and practice on a mannequin, and they are now going out into a clinical site and performing patient care on seniors in Ocean County.
Students can earn up to 5 college credits. They can start to apply in sophomore year at ocvts.org or speak to their school's guidance counselor. And Massachusetts has knocked New Jersey off its perch as the highest earning U.S. state. New census data gives Massachusetts the number one spot with close to $100,000 a year in median household income. New Jersey is right behind at over $99,000. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And will this fall chill continue? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're going to have dry weather over the next few days, but it's going to be quite chilly. We'll dip back into the low and mid 40s tonight under a mostly clear sky. Then sunshine, some clouds, breezy, chilly tomorrow. Highs only in the upper 50s. Mostly clear and chilly again tomorrow night, down in the low 40s. Partly sunny, breezy, chilly Wednesday. Highs in the mid 50s. And then we'll see a little bit of a warm up Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
Now, we got 52 degrees in Morristown, 54 degrees in Ewing, 57 degrees Turnersville, fast traffic, instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan. Maple Leaf is having its annual fall fun fest with a corn maze, petting zoo, train rides, and more. Mums, $5 for $10. Hanging baskets, only $5.99. They are wholesale to the public. Visit Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, New Jersey. The prices are insane.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.